In the days since actor and progressive activist Cynthia Nixon indicated she might want to run against Andrew Cuomo in a Democratic primary for governor, he has made a number of public appearances and taken several steps to shore up his political base. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
It's about 2 weeks until the state budget is due, but there's been little talk of that at the Capitol. Instead of meeting with legislative leaders to hash out health care spending and possible new taxes, Cuomo has focused instead on issues important to left-leaning Democrats in the state. He might need them as voters in a September primary if he's challenged from a candidate to the left like Cynthia Nixon. The governor spoke to a gathering of abortion rights lobbyists in Albany on Tuesday, where he gave an award to Cecile Richards, former president of Planned Parenthood and the daughter of former Texas Governor Ann Richards. Cuomo also touted his record on women's issues.
Coming to effect the best-paid family leave program in the United States of America.
Cuomo also spoke at a major conference of Hispanic lawmakers in Albany, where he recounted his work to help storm-damaged Puerto Rico and railed against President Trump's policies on immigrants.
But make no mistake, theirs is an anti-immigrant agenda. They can't even be clearer. And we believe in the exact opposite. We believe America is America because of immigrants. It's immigrants that built this country and made it what it is.
Cynthia Nixon is a leading spokesman of a movement to get more money to help children at the poorest schools in the state. She's worked closely with the Alliance for Quality Education, a group that has condemned the governor for not adhering to a court order that said the schools need billions of more dollars a year in state aid. Nixon was at the Capitol to rally back in 2014.
We are number 5 out of 50 states in terms of how that money is spent inequitably and unfairly.
The governor, since the talk of Nixon's campaign surfaced, has made a major push to fight critics of his school funding policies. He instructed his budget director, Robert Mujica, to issue a lengthy statement defending the governor's policies on school aid and accusing opponents of spreading distractions, myths, and legends. Cuomo also met privately with leaders of charter schools that serve African American students. AQE's executive director Billy Easton says it's no coincidence that the governor is suddenly attacking opponents of his school aid record.
This is all happening in the middle of the governor having a total freak out moment over just the rumor that Cynthia Nixon, who's a school equity champion, might run for governor against him. And he knows he's got a very weak and poor track record on equitable funding for schools.
Nixon is gay, and in recent days, reporters have received emails detailing endorsements for Cuomo's reelection from prominent LGBTQ figures, including Elton John. Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, in a statement, even asked Nixon to reconsider running, saying that he owes his marriage to Governor Cuomo. Cuomo shepherded same-sex marriage into law in New York in 2011. Cuomo has implied that Nixon is a B-list celebrity, and he's even made a joke comparing her to Vladimir Putin. In recent days, though, he said he's unconcerned about facing a primary challenge.
I'm not nervous about whoever runs. There'll be people who run at school elections, and that's fine.
So far, Nixon has been silent on her future plans. The cable channel New York One reports that Nixon appeared to be shooting a potential campaign ad in New York City over the past few days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.